speaking with head coach Eddie Clark. Coach Clark, head coach of the Star Valley Braves wrestling program. Coach Clark, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule and getting us updated on the Braves.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Well, first things first, year 27 for you. Is that correct, Coach?
That is correct. And
year 37 overall. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. 37 years. Wow. That makes me feel old.
Well, I was just thinking that's a lot of weigh-ins over 37 years.
It's a dang good thing I'm not the one making weight all the time.
Well, I think you'd probably do pretty good at that.
I'm getting it down.
Well, Coach, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, maybe some folks who've been a little more casual following wrestling over the last couple of decades, maybe they're still thinking it's wild and woolly with the cut and weight and this and that. And obviously the certification is a big part of your preseason, if you want to call it that, where your kids can cut to, and then they have a certain amount of weight they can lose per week. Kind of explain that to us, maybe refresh some of our listeners, or even kind of explain some of the details that you as a staff have to deal with over the course of a season.
Well, so what happens is the at the very beginning of the season, they take all the kids and they check their body fat, and so the wrestlers aren't allowed to go below 7% body fat, which is what they've determined is a safe for boys. Now, girls, it's 12%. Boys can go to 7%, girls can go to 12%. That they figure is a safe body fat percentage for kids to participate in sports at. Now, we have some kids in our school that are walking around at 4% and 5%. They're super lean kids. You know, we all know who some of those kids are. And so those kids, you know, a lot of them run for tie. You know, and the thing is those kids, so they would get on a scale and they would be told, hey, you're below 7% body fat, so you aren't allowed to lose any weight to wrestle in any weight classes. But kids who, let's say a kid gets on the scale and he's 15% body fat, well, then he's allowed to lose 8% of his body fat. And 8% of his body weight, that depends on what you weigh and all that stuff, but 8% of his body fat till he would be at 7% body fat. And so they're allowed to lose 1.5% of their body weight per week. So, you know, you're looking at most kids about 1.5 to 2 pounds of weight per week, which, you know, that's not anything unhealthy. And you can do that with, you know, a well-disciplined diet and a lot of exercise and those types of things. The days of kids sitting in the classroom spitting in a can are kind of over with. So, and thank you for that. That was just silly.
Yeah, for so, sure. Well, Coach, so, let's talk about your Braves this year. Let's start with the number. You typically have a very healthy number of guys out for this season. Tell us what you've been dealing with so far here in the first couple weeks of practice.
So this year we're sitting at about 38. 38 to 40. We have two. Our senior class is real small. And our sophomore class is real small, and they were small when they came to us. The freshman class was small last year. That senior class was a small class when they came to us as freshmen. So you lose a few kids over the years and some of that stuff. So we're sitting about 40 as compared to our usual 50 to 52. But lots of kids wrestling down at the middle school, so our numbers will come back, you know, a year from now real easily. So that's about where we're at. We're excited about those kids being in there and actually the number being smaller this year with our lack of space to wrestle in. This is actually a good year to have less numbers.
Yeah, we were let's kind of touch on that. This whole last year, of course, that was the plan, was to maybe try and get some construction going, even started last spring break right after the end of last wrestling season, to maybe add another level and some more space. And bids came in much higher than the school district anticipated, and so now they're kind of back to the drawing board. And that requires a lot of creativity on the part of the winter sports, and in particular wrestling programs, where you're doing such a physical sport, but also with the addition of the girls as well. This is the fourth season for them. There's just a lot of obstacles. Tell us how you try and overcome those over the course of a season.
Well, right now, you know, so it, the first year wasn't so, when the girls joined us, it wasn't so bad, because at that point we just had, we could go over to the middle school after Christmas when the middle school season finished up. But now we have, and this is a great thing, I'm super excited. Now we have middle school girls wrestling, and that's super. So the girls can build their program, but that occupies the space where we could have overflowed to, with some nights of girls going over the practice, some nights of boys going over to practice, or whatever the case may be. Having that extra wrestling space is no longer there for us. So that it's when we found out that the bids came in way too high, which actually in my opinion was a good thing, because if you would have built two with what they had done to the wrestling room that exists and adding the floor up above, we had lost some square footage in the wrestling room down below, and the wrestling room up above wouldn't have been quite two full wrestling mats. And that's less than four wrestling mats to practice on. And when on our normal years, when we're 50 to 60 boys, and the girls program will grow to where I see them growing to where they're anywhere from 40 to 50 girls, we need six wrestling mats. We don't need four. We need six. You know, you look at a school the size of Douglas, which is way smaller than us. They have. I think it's eight wrestling mats available to practice on every day. And so places like Natrona have six, Kelly Walsh has six. I mean, we need space, desperately need space. And so the fact that this didn't come in might be a blessing in the long run. It's just really inconvenient right now.
Yeah, sure. A lot of challenges there. Yeah, they try and sort through that and figure out the best thing moving forward. Let's talk about some of your guys returning back, because you've got some stellar standouts, some placers coming back. And, of course, headlining that is the Perry brothers. You've got Tell, of course, coming back with a chance to become Star Valley's first ever four-time state champ. He's won three. He's coming back for his senior year. And then his younger brother, Kimball, who's won two, coming back for his third. And then guys like Ryan Talbot and Eliah Matautia, those are placers as well. But let's kind of talk about some of your guys coming back.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously you have Tell going for number four. And I don't want to put any more pressure on him than he's already putting on himself. Because no one expects more out of Tell Perry than Tell Perry. But that's super exciting. I've never coached a kid who was a four-timer. So this is pretty exciting for me personally, but I'm super excited for Tell to be, no one's worked harder. I mean, no one's put in more time than Tell has. And you know, it's a lot of people say this came easy to him. No, none of this comes easy. When you're wrestling's physical, just like football. There's times you're wrestling hurt, you don't feel well. There's all those things, and Tell has been a champion through all of that, and we're excited for his opportunity to run the table. So that's super cool, just super cool. I can't even begin to explain to you how cool that'll be to finally get a four timer. For you think back to Star Valley's wrestling history, if he can pull this off. I mean, that would be pretty outstanding, because that's about the only thing we haven't done here is that. So that would be nice.
Yeah, it's a great point. A lot of great three-timers on that list, or a few anyway. Never had a four-timer. So yeah, that would be really quite neat. Looking at some of your guys, you know, it's easy for a guy like me to go back and look at, you know, returning placers and things like that, but it's kind of those kids that maybe were a match away from placing, things like that. And Star Valley had a few of those. Maybe kind of talk about some of those kids and what some of your expectations are about where they might fit in this season.
Okay. Well, I'm super excited. You know, I've got to Kimball. Kimball's doing, you know, Kimball going for his third. And then, you know, we're super stoked about that. Having two state champions in the room is really nice. Super nice. And then obviously, Uso, Aliyah, I always screw it up, so I call him Uso. He's coming, you know, he isn't back into the wrestling room wrestling yet. He was pretty beat up after football season, so we're giving him some time to heal up. And Ryan Talbot's kind of got some things going on. We're hoping to have him back after Christmas too. We're hoping we get those two guys on the mat real soon. You talk about, you know, Colby Merritt, a senior that was a match out, you know, 2 years in a row. He's just been so close. And we want like to see him get over the hump his senior year. You've got some kids that have put in so much time. You know, Max Jurak has put in a ton of time, and Kason Mezzarini's put in a lot of time, and Carson Clapp's done a little wrestling in the off season, and you know, we've had a lot of kids that have put some effort into this and want to be good, we're excited for them.
Well, Coach Clark, one other thing, just one more question as we talk about the wrestling season. Of course, to go out and find the best, you gotta get out of the area a lot of times, and you guys do that, which means home matches. You really want everybody to show up and show out for the Braves at home, and you have a chance to do that at the beginning of every season with the Braves Brawl that's coming up next weekend. Let's talk about that just a little bit. Who's coming, and how important is it to have a bunch of people in the stands for you guys?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice for the kids to know that the hard work they put in is appreciated. It's nice to have everyone show up, and it's kind of, I don't know, wrestling. The wrestling community is kind of pretty tight knit, so it's kind of fun to have a homecoming. There's some of these people that come back to town once a year, just, you know, about Christmas time for the Braves Brawl, and then after the Braves Brawl is over, they're down to St. George for the rest of the winter. And some of that stuff. So that's super nice, and it's nice to have those people come around. It's super important to get people there, and it makes kids feel good, and they can show out the hard work they've done, that's always fun. You know, we have the same teams coming we've always had. We haven't got anyone new coming in. We've got Teton, Shelley, Sugar Salem from Idaho. We have Skyview and Logan from Utah. And then we have us and Cokeville from Wyoming. And so we get to get our feet wet with, and just get a start. That's the important thing. You know, it's just fun to get a start, and the environment's nice. It's a duel. So when you come watch, you can watch Star Valley kids wrestle all day. And so that's fun.
Yeah, the dual format makes it a lot of fun. You can show up and watch some matches anytime you're there. Coach Clark, in conclusion, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as you head into another year of wrestling?
No, I just, you know, it's really fun to work with these kids, and I really appreciate their families and letting them come wrestle for us, and we get to enjoy the time we spend with them. It's always fun to watch these kids grow as the season goes, not just as wrestlers, but as people. I think that's the most important thing in this, is that we talk a lot about winning wrestling matches, but I think wrestling helps turn out some fine young men. I think some of the difficult things that the discipline things and all those things that these young men do helps them become better men. I had one of the bishops from the church talk to me about how one of the kids had come back from his mission and said that he was really glad he had wrestled before he went on his mission, because there were some tough things that he encountered on his mission. He said, I can handle this. This is not near as tough as some of the things I've done at wrestling practice. So it's good that the kids can leave us and have things that they can reflect back and realize that they've done difficult things so they can do difficult things.
Well said. Head coach Eddie Clark with the Star Valley Braves. Coach Clark, thank you again for your time, and good luck. We'll see you next week.
All right. We'll see you.